News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
I've been around this place a long time. Not this place. Around this city a long time, I guess.
Yeah.
Some would say too long. That's a fair opinion. 6 after 7, FM Talk 106.5. Let's check out traffic with Kane.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers now working an accident I-10 eastbound on the ramp of McDonald Road. Also, a train stopped, blocking traffic in both areas at NAVCO and DIP. Who knows how long that train will be stopped. At Premier Medical, with 4 offices to serve you in Mobile and Daphne, they have 34 of the region's best doctors for all your eye, ear, nose, and throat care needs. With over 100 years of serving the Gulf Coast, Premier Medical is committed to providing the highest quality care to children and adults. See them at pmge.md. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be cool with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and a little warmer with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's all about you.
Our Kobe Subaru family has grown over the past several years, and we want to continue to share that love with you. When you purchase a new Subaru from Kobe, you'll receive Kobe's complimentary maintenance for 2 years or 24,000 miles. Visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 478-5000. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about
morning, y'all. FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Arwig, and 708. Three big things we are looking at. Well, first of all, Alabama Power. If your power's not on right now, that's a big thing. We're checking the text line, and people are like, hey, what the heck's going on here?
Yeah.
Out on Hillcrest Road, right?
Yeah, even someone's still, most of Mobile County is back online. Text from Lisa this morning, though, she said her office on Hillcrest still does not have power, and another business still running off generators. So not 100% back to power, but Alabama Power said they expect to be up to, 95% by tomorrow afternoon.
End of the day tomorrow, yeah. Also, we are checking on ALDOT picking up Zeta storm debris starting today. And finally, GOP tries to save its Senate majority with or without Trump. Those stories also are online at FMTalk1065.com. Now, for many of you, the preference would be that it is with Trump, as in Donald Trump gets reelected tomorrow. He's not taking many chances in terms of he's getting in front of his unwavering fans time and time again. Went from Michigan to South Florida yesterday with stop and Georgia too, right?
Yeah, early mornings and late nights for the president leading into this election tomorrow. Yesterday, he was in Michigan, Florida, Iowa, North Carolina, and Georgia, while Biden had 2 planned stops in Pennsylvania yesterday. And then today, Biden scheduled to appear in Cleveland and then return to Pennsylvania to wrap things up on his campaign's end. Meanwhile, the president is expected to visit 5 more states.
Incredible.
Today. He's going to visit Michigan, North Carolina, and Wisconsin and hold campaign events in all of those places. And then he'll wrap up his 2020 campaign season in Grand Rapids, Michigan, just like he did prior to the 2016 election, maybe hoping for some good luck like he had last time.
Yeah, it really worked out last time for sure. Here's Donald Trump.
If I don't sound like a typical Washington politician, it's because I'm not a politician. That's who. If I don't always play by the rules of Washington and the Washington establishment, it's because I was elected to fight for you, and nobody has ever fought harder for you. Remember this, Michigan, because you got to vote. The big thing, you got to go vote Tuesday.
Okay, there you go. You got to go vote Tuesday. And he's talking to, you know, to me, he's he's enjoying himself in front of everybody. He's working it, but you can tell he clearly enjoys the opportunity to get in front of people who are cheering every word he's got to say.
Yeah, and the Trump campaign, at least they're at least acting like they have a really good shot at winning tomorrow, regardless of what a lot of the polls are saying. And the latest poll out from the Wall Street Journal and NBC News has Biden with a 10-point advantage in a popular vote poll across the entirety of the United States. That's down from Biden's 11-point lead back in mid-October. But then they took a poll of the 12 battleground states that both of these candidates have been campaigning in so often and are really relying on tomorrow for a victory. And Biden now holds a 6-point lead across those states. Now, again, it's popular voting. It doesn't mean that that's how the chips will fall with the electoral votes, but Biden did have a 10-point lead in those six states last month. That's down to a 6-point lead, 51% to 45%. But the Trump campaign will tell you that not all Trump voters are talking to those pollsters, and that it's actually an underrepresented amount of people that will vote for Trump because they say they're scared of answering truthfully to those polls.
I think you've got both. I think they're calling them shy Trump voters now. I think there's shy Biden voters too in areas where it's like if you were a Biden voter in Mobile, would you necessarily have your sign out because Alabama is such a pro-Trump state?
Right.
So on both ends, I think people are kind of holding their cards close to the vest a little bit.
One poll that I found interesting was done by USC, University of Southern California, and instead of just asking who that person would be voting for in the poll, they asked whether they think their family and friends would be voting for Trump, and that shows a much tighter race when someone's asked whether the people they know will be voting for the president.
Interesting. Here's more of Joe Biden yesterday as he was speaking in Pennsylvania.
I don't care how hard Donald Trump tries. There's nothing he's going to do to stop the people of America from voting. Nothing. And when Americans vote, we will be heard. When America's heard, I believe the message is going to be loud and clear. It's time for Donald Trump to pack his bags and go home.
It's kind of like a combination rally traffic jam.
Yeah.
When you hear Joe Biden speak in front of those cars, there's something comical to me about that.
There really is. Both campaigns very confident in their chances of winning the election tomorrow. Biden campaign senior advisor Anita Dunn said she thinks they can get to those 270 electoral votes and says that their map has expanded. Dunn was talking with ABC's This Week yesterday and said, as we've gotten closer to the election, instead of the number of contested battleground states shrinking, which is normally what you see at this point in the campaign, the number has actually expanded so that we're now campaigning also in Georgia, in Iowa, and in Ohio. Meanwhile, Trump campaign senior advisor Jason Miller, he's also optimistic on the president's look at the election tomorrow, and he predicted that a group of battleground states in southern United States that the president needs to secure re-election, Jason Miller thinks that those will remain red, and if the president does sweep the southern states. Miller told ABC News yesterday that Biden would have to win four other competitive states, Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And that's combined with the results from states that the Biden campaign needs to secure and have secured in the past. And if the president does get those southern states, Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, then Biden would need to sweep those four Midwest states, which shows why they've been spending so much time up there.
So we'll be on the air tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and we'll break it down.
Yeah.
It'll be Sean, Jeff Poor, Dalton Orwig, and yours truly. And we'll from the local elections to the U.S. Senate race to certainly the presidential race, we'll have you back on the radio on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, by 7 p.m. when we get started, you know, they should be wrapping up polling places here in Alabama. The East Coast would have called it by then as well. But remember, a lot of early voting and absentee voting that's going to take a lot of time for them to count up. So we might have the results from some of those Eastern Coast states as far as the presidential election is concerned, or we might not by the time we hit the air tomorrow night. Remember, more than 94 million Americans have already voted in this election. That's over 65% of the total turnout from 2016. Yeah. And not all states will count those votes at the same time. Some won't even begin until Election Day or maybe even after Election Day counting some of that early voting. So it could take some time time to figure out the winner of this election.
15 after 7 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5 and Auburn Sports Today. Good weekend for the Tigers. The Auburn Sports Today wrap-up is on the way.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Today is the final day to submit your absentee ballot in Alabama. If you plan to send your ballot in the mail, it must be postmarked today, and it must arrive at the absentee election manager's office by noon tomorrow. If you are delivering your absentee ballot in person, the deadline is 5 p.m. today. 65,000 Alabama Power customers are still without power this morning. Hurricane Zeta knocked out power to more than 500,000 homes and businesses in Alabama last week. Alabama Power expects 95% of customers to have power restored by tomorrow, but those in the hardest hit areas like Clark County may not have power until later this week. Boaters found an SUV submerged in Mobile Bay on Sunday. The Spanish Fort Fire Department said floodwaters from Hurricane Zeta likely swept that car away. Spanish Fort Fire confirmed no one was inside the vehicle. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hello, folks. Coach Tommy Tuberville here. The liberals in California, New York, and Washington are trying to buy Alabama's U.S. Senate for Doug Jones. They've spent millions on his campaign of lies and liberal values. It's time for Desperate Doug's socialist supporters to learn that Alabama can't be bought. I'm Tommy Tuberville, and I approve this message because together we can teach the liberals a hard lesson and send Doug Jones packing in the process. Paid for and authorized by Tommy Tuberville for Senate Inc.
It's Sean Sullivan. Let me just point out that I don't have to get up as early anymore to talk to Larry Kirby at LCM. Larry, is that okay?
Yeah, you know, I'm tired of waking you up every morning anyway.
All right, so check out Larry Kirby and I talking about what's going on at LCM on Midday Mobile this afternoon on FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, this is Cam Marston, host of What's Working, and I'm holding my bottle of full-spectrum water-soluble CBD that I bought from Joe Brown at your CBD store of West Mobile. I've put it in my coffee every day since I interviewed Joe and learned the value of CBD. Joe now offers personal shopping, curbside pickup, and free delivery. Find your CBD store of West Mobile on Facebook and give him a call.
Call Joe Brown at your CBD store of West Mobile, 260-3223.
Time for Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Robertsdale Power Equipment.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Okay, start of a brand new week, and Auburn Soccer plays its final three matches of the regular season in the next 8 days, beginning this afternoon at LSU. The Tigers are coming off their first loss of the season at sixth-ranked Arkansas this past Friday night by a final of 2-1. Auburn enters the week 2-1-2, while LSU is 0-4-2. Football is off today. It's a bye week for Gus Malzahn's squad following Saturday's record-setting 48-11 throttling of LSU.
Play action. Nix looks and he throws it. He's got Schwartz wide open, and they'll not catch him. There he goes like a flash. Anthony Schwartz for a touchdown.
We were very motivated. Three tough years in a row, losing on the last series of the game against those guys. And so the older guys, I know our staff was extremely motivated. And we put all the pieces together today. You know, we had to get our crap straight a couple weeks ago, and we did. We talked about improving each week, and, you know, we had a really, really quality win against the defending national champs. Now we got a week off to heal up. I mean, that was the sixth SEC straight game in a row. And so our bodies were really talking to us, and we'll be able to heal up a little bit and kind of look at some things we can improve on and kind of build upon some things too. So the bye week couldn't come at a better time.
Auburn's just wrapped a stretch of six conference games in six straight weeks with a 4-2 record. Following the bye week, the Tigers play at Mississippi State. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Steel, a company built on real power, tools built for real people, and dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robertsdale Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for Steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online, robertsdalepower.com. Real people, Steel people.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be cool with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and a little warmer with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're a State Farm customer affected by the recent hurricane and need to submit a claim, call 1-800-SF-CLAIM. Go to statefarm.com, download the State Farm mobile app, or contact your local State Farm agent. With one of the industry's largest catastrophe response teams, State Farm and your agent are here to prove human nature is greater than nature. Call 1-800-SF-CLAIM to start your claim. State Farm, here to help recovery go right.
The pandemic is rising and Tommy Tuberville still doesn't get it. Our seniors at risk. Tuberville wants to eliminate the Affordable Care Act and end the protections for pre-existing medical conditions like heart disease and diabetes. Children under 26 years of age would be kicked off their parents' health care. He opposes expanding the coverage for those who lost their jobs, all in the middle of a pandemic growing out of control. Tommy Tuberville, wrong in this crisis, wrong for your health. Senator Doug Jones gets things done for you.
I've spent the last 3 years fighting to protect health care for our seniors, for those with pre-existing medical conditions like heart disease and diabetes, reducing the cost of prescription drugs, and expanding funding for our rural hospitals. Getting things done for you. On November 3rd, I ask for your vote because your health care and getting us through this is my top priority. This is Senator Doug Jones, running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
Fritless Springhill Toyota.com traffic center. Again, we've got a train that stopped blocking both NAVCO and DIP. I-10 eastbound the ramp and McDonald Road got an accident without injuries tying up traffic. As we're looking across the Bayway, the causeway looks good. Just watch your speed. Officers been working a little bit of radar. Bayshore Finance at the West I-65 Service Road, locally owned and operated, has over 80 years of combined local experience to serve you. Let them help you get your credit back on track. See them if you're stuck in a title pond, need a loan for the holidays, or need a car financed at Bayshore5.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
There's blue skies out there, brilliant, huh? Sunshine, and it's already light this time of day. I guess it was light after 7 o'clock, but earlier this morning around 6 when we saw daylight, it was like, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? Of course, the change in time over the weekend, and it's welcome to see more sunlight in the morning time.
Oh, I love the early morning sunshine. Not sure how hot I am about the 6 p.m. sunsets.
No.
Or I guess even earlier.
Earlier, yeah. Now, but by the middle of the winter, it'll be like 4:30, 4:45, yeah, something like
but
that.
But I'm not complaining about the 48-degree weather that we have outside of the studio as we
nice.
Get started.
Yeah. Check in on poweroutage.us. Mm-hmm. You taught me about this a month ago.
Yeah.
And so there we are looking at the power outages. It looks like Clark County still with a problem, Washington County as well. Clark County schools, and maybe what I know, Clark County schools are closed today. That's understandable. They don't have electricity. The county itself looks like it's improving, because when we last talked to you last Friday, it was about 85% out.
Yeah, and remember, they were 100% out immediately following the storm. Now, Alabama Power, or poweroutage.us, they only track so many of the residences in Clark County, but they're the ones they do track are about half back to power. They do not track the Clark Washington Power Co-op that works up there, so still plenty without power in Clark County. But if you look at the map of power outages, you can really see where most of this damage happened in the state, and starting with northern Mobile County, working its way all the way up through Washington, Clark, Monroe, Wilcox, Marengo, Dallas County, Perry County. They got hit very, very hard by this storm. Across the state, Alabama Power still has around 56,000 customers without power, and they gave an update over the weekend saying they expect to be back to about 95% power by the end of the day tomorrow. Looking at their schedule, they said restoration is scheduled to be complete in Saraland by Monday evening, so tonight, if you're without power in Saraland, they're hoping to have that back on by tonight. Mount Vernon, they said that restoration should be scheduled to be complete by Tuesday evening, Wednesday evening in Butler, and then by Thursday evening in Citronelle, Thomasville, Grove Hill, and Jackson. On the Baldwin County side, pretty much everyone back to full power. Baldwin EMC sent out a press release over the weekend saying that all of their meters are back online, and the same with Riviera Utilities in Baldwin County. So not nearly the same story for Baldwin County as we saw with Hurricane Sally, but west of Baldwin County and then northeast from there, state experienced lots of damage from Hurricane Zeta.
Marlene Santos is the president of Gulf Power, that's in Pensacola, and she says because we were able to quickly restore power to our 52,000 customers who lost power from Zeta, we can now go assist others. So off they go. They've got about 100 linemen that are with Gulf Power, mm-hmm. along with Gulf Power's sister company, and I think that's they're a Florida Power and Light company. So those two have sent 100 linemen and their trucks into areas like Clark County, like Washington County, and the hardest hit. Took a ride up to Citronelle yesterday, and it seems that they've gotten around to cleaning things up pretty quickly. There were some delays on 45 as work was being done in with power trucks on mm-hmm. the side of the road. But for the most part, it looked like recovery was well underway. It didn't look like a disaster like I'm sure it looked like that morning of, right?
Yeah, and some shutdowns today because of that storm. Mobile County Health Department has three clinics that will be closed today due to the damage sustained from Zeta. That's the Citronelle Health Center, the Citronelle Dental Center, and the North Mobile Health Center all closed today and reworking their appointments. You can call 251-690-8889 if you're affected by these closures. That's 251-690-8889.
Talk to Dr. Bill Williams about this fantastic weather we're having right now. Maybe also look back at Zeta. He may have some stats we did not have last week. That's all on the way on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Today is the final day to submit your absentee ballot in Alabama. If you plan to send your ballot in the mail, it must be postmarked today, and it must arrive at the absentee election manager's office by noon tomorrow. If you are delivering your absentee ballot in person, the deadline is 5 p.m. today. 65,000 Alabama Power customers are still without power this morning. Hurricane Zeta knocked out power to more than 500,000 homes and businesses in Alabama last week. Alabama Power expects 95% of customers to have power restored by tomorrow, but those in the hardest hit areas like Clark County may not have power until later this week. Boaters found an SUV submerged in Mobile Bay on Sunday. The Spanish Fort Fire Department said floodwaters from Hurricane Zeta likely swept that car away. Spanish Fort Fire confirmed no one was inside the vehicle. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With five campaign stops for President Trump Monday and Joe Biden scheduled for two, can black Americans be the deciding factor in election 2020?
One in 100 black Americans, excuse me, one in 1,000 black Americans have died from COVID-19. That is a mass casualty event in the black community.
Pastor Daryl Scott, co-chair of Blacks for Trump, tells Fox News of Trump's accomplishments for black Americans.
You know, in 2016, Donald Trump underpromised and overperformed from then until now with so many pieces of legislation, so many initiatives favorable towards the black community, whereas in Joe's 47 years of public service, he has a record of antagonism and hostility and negative statements regarding the black community, and the black community is aware of that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I'm Jennifer Kashenko with Your Money Now. China's factory activity expanded for the sixth straight month in October as business confidence grew to its strongest in years. The survey on Chinese manufacturing came in at 53.6 for October, better than expected and the highest point since January of 2011. A reading above 50 indicates expansion. China's vast manufacturing industry has been recovering as the country's coronavirus outbreak appears largely under control. Nielsen Holdings, the audience measurement services company, posted better-than-expected quarterly earnings and announced a $2.7 billion deal. It has agreed to sell Nielsen Global Connect business to private equity firm Advent International for $2.7 billion. Proceeds will be used to execute its growth strategy. Uber wants to help you vote. It's offering discounted rides to polling stations tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Do you love America? If you do, then you'll get your windows tinted at Pro-Tint Window Tinting because they love America too. Call 802-1234. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of a quality tint job is what they believe in. And Pro-Tint backs up their beliefs by offering you a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed installation. Because together, we can make tint great again. Call Pro-Tint Window Tinting, 802-1234. Paid for by the Committee Against Bad Tinting, 220 Portside Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 3669.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
He went as John Cantore at the trick or treat over the weekend. Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Doctor. What a beautiful morning. It's Jim Cantore. My bad. Yes. What you got, Doc? How are we looking?
Well, looking pretty good. With plenty of sunshine today, and
We had a cold front go through yesterday rather quietly, and today the best we'll do is about 63 degrees for this afternoon with plenty of sunshine. The wind's going to be out of the north around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Now tonight, it's going to be cold all on the Gulf Coast. I expect a low here in the city around 41 to 42 degrees, and that means that many areas, particularly north of the city, will be in the upper 30s. And then the nice weather continues. Tomorrow, 68 degrees with sunny skies. Wednesday, sunny and 72. Thursday, plenty of sunshine, 75. And then on Friday, we'll be in the upper 70s with mostly sunny skies. And our next chance for rain is just a slight chance on Saturday. It'll be in the upper 70s. And then Sunday looks good, mostly sunny and 78 degrees. So with just that slight chance of rain on Saturday, I mean, all the rest of the time, we're going to have dry weather and rather cool nights and pleasant days.
What an outstanding forecast, Dr. Bill. Now, I understand we've learned a little bit more about Hurricane Zeta and the days that have followed. You have some storm surge numbers for us from last week's hurricane?
Yeah, we're still getting some information on some of the observations around, but the storm surge was something we're most interested in. Biola Battery had a storm surge of almost 7 feet, and here around the bay, and particularly down at the state docks, it was over 5 feet, and it looks like 3 to 5 feet was pretty much the situation around Mobile Bay. And, of course, the wind gusts, we already are aware of the 91-mile-per-hour gust out of the airport. We also had a gust of around 75 at Brooklyn. And most likely there were gusts up around 70 miles per hour, maybe even 75, across northern Mobile County. And there's quite a bit of damage, of course, in Washington County and Clark County. And so we may get some more information on those areas.
And we've seen storm after storm this year, Dr. Bill, and now officially have tied the record for most named storms in one season, 28 now, with Hurricane Eta. And ties the record from 2005. What are you looking at with that storm?
Well, Eta now has winds of 90 miles an hour. It looks like it'll continue to strengthen as it approaches the country of Nicaragua. So the storm is now over the most western portion of the Caribbean, and will strengthen into a Category 2 at landfall. That landfall will take place tomorrow. And after that, it'll go into the rugged terrain of Nicaragua and Honduras, where it'll lose strength rapidly. But it will also, the remnants will sort of turn to the north, and it looks like by possibly the weekend, it may come back out over the western Caribbean. Now, it may totally dissipate, and then another system will form over the western Caribbean. We're not quite sure how that's going to play out, but we'll be watching that very, very closely.
So there is a chance that it reforms and becomes a threat to somebody at some point?
Yeah, if it reforms out over the western Caribbean, then there's always a chance that if a weakness develops to the north, it'll go up into the Gulf of Mexico. But a lot of things have to happen over the next week or so for that to take place. But as I mentioned, we're going to keep a close watch on that, whether that's going to be the remnants that will develop again or possibly a whole new system will form.
One thing that Sally and Zeta both taught us is there's only so much certainty in these storms, in the forecasting of these storms. There's only so much that you can really, really absolutely no. You just always got to be on your guard because it is Mother Nature after all.
Yeah, and those two storms, there were so many things that were sort of different from other hurricanes that have occurred, the tracks, the changes and the wind velocity, and there's so many things that we have to watch and monitor. And there's always new things to learn as far as tropical meteorology is concerned.
Thank you, Dr. Bill, and thank you for this glorious day and this what looks like it's going to be a great week.
Yes, it is. Thanks, Dan.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams.
You can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we'll talk with John Sharp from AL.com. He visited Citronelle late last week after the storm caused its damage there, and then visited some of the more rural counties above Mobile and Baldwin counties over the weekend. I know he was in Dallas County, so we'll get John Sharp's take on the damage that he's seen from Zeta over the last few days.
That's on the way next.
The United States was built on the foundation aspirations of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Millions of people have defended these pillars of our democracy.
Please remember the sacrifice made by these Americans and make time to register to vote and obtain a government photo ID so you too can vote on November 3rd.
Voting is a sacred right. Sacrifices made by those who so bravely serve our country should never be forgotten.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit. Look, today business as usual is anything but. The game has changed. It's not 3 yards in a cloud of dust. It's data and analytics and speed and technology. Just like in business. C Spire Business gets it. They give you the technology you need to win from home, from the office, from the road. Because when you pair the best technology with the best minds, you can't lose. C Spire Business, what it takes to win. Go to cspirebusiness.com.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942-built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. 1 and 2 bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center at Mobile, train stopped at Navco Road near Dog River Drive, and it's really been tying up traffic this morning in that area. I-10 eastbound, the ramp to McDonald Road, still got that accident. Looks good from Saraland, Chickasaw to Pritchard, all the way to the 1065 split. Advanced Dental Comfort next to Walmart in Fairhope is welcoming new patients of all ages and relax with free laughing gas with any appointment, among other sedation options. They also offer same-day crowns with a 5-year warranty. Trust your teeth to Advanced Dental Comfort. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
If you're still under the covers this morning listening to Dan and Dalton, I will explain to you why that is on the way on FM Talk 106.5, 743.
Yeah, and as we take a look at the damage from Hurricane Zeta, you know, mostly in west and northern Mobile counties, and then it worked its way across the state in a northeasterly fashion, but John Sharp with AL.com toured Citronelle late last week and then has been taking an account of what we're seeing in the rest of our area here. John Sharp from AL.com joins us this morning. Good morning, John.
Morning, Dalton. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great here. So I know late last week you made your way over to Citronelle, which was hit really hard by Hurricane Zeta. And immediately after the storm, the mayor, Jason Stringer, said that his city had been destroyed. Now, you saw a lot of damage up there in Citronelle. Was it destroyed, or what did you take in as you made that trip?
Yeah, that was an interesting comment that he made. That was, I chalked that up to the emotion of probably the moment. There were some harrowing rescues that were going on at the time of the storm blowing through Citronelle, and there was a lot of accounts of electrical transformers popping, blowing up, being basically destroyed by the wind. And so there was a lot of concerns going on. So I drove up actually the day after the storm on Thursday morning, thinking, oh my goodness, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get into the community. Understanding the word destroyed is a very powerful descriptor. And so I was driving up US 45. Actually, I did have to move. There was a few down trees. You had to move your car around. I was able to get into Citronelle. And when I got there, I didn't see what you would call destruction. I did see, though, a lot of heavy damage, a lot of trees that were down on houses. You had several accounts there of damaged homes from trees falling on top. And you have power poles that were bent and contorted in the shapes that one could accurately describe as a powerful hurricane going through the community.
Wow.
Citronelle folks are not used to that kind of storm. I mean, we're more used to it in Mobile and Baldwin counties and the southern ends of the counties. But the folks in Citronelle bore the brunt of this storm. But the word destroyed, no, Citronelle got beat up. It took a bruising, but it'll come back.
I guess the worst areas, John, are actually above there where Dalton's got family. Clark County evidently really got whacked.
Yeah, it did too. The storm proceeded to go through. It really whacked Washington County and then went up into Clark. And boy, it was widespread through the state of Alabama. We had a massive power outage on Thursday of last week, going into Friday as well. Alabama Power really worked hard, I think, to get a lot of power restored. I think we're somewhere around 60,000 still without power throughout the state. So that's a big power outage still. All things considered, where we were at on Thursday, it's quite an improvement.
Yeah, and in some of these counties, the polling place is also without power. And I know you made some calls over the weekend, but with the election coming up tomorrow, what are they thinking with a lot of these polling places and getting power back to those? What did you find out in your conversations?
Well, I was checking into this on Friday, and so I would imagine over the weekend there was a lot of hustling and phone calls for generators and whatever have you. I will be checking into that further today, but my understanding is that they were looking for alternatives to a lot of these counties where there's still a large-scale power outage, like Washington County, for example, and Clark County, to find an alternative for electricity to these polling sites. Because, it's dark by, 5 o'clock now? Mm-hmm. So, and elections go on till 7. So you just can't have people showing up with flashlights. You have to have, and the machines require some sort of form of electricity as well. So, yeah, that's a contingency that the Secretary of State was and our company. They were all involved. Very much a extra obstacle that these crews have to maneuver around at a time when, they're working hard trying to get residential power restored.
Only in 2020, John, does a hurricane affect the presidential and Senate election. Thanks for your time this morning, John.
All right, guys. Thank you.
John Sharp from AL.com.
Yeah, some great reporting on Hurricane Zeta, and we'll keep you updated with any information we get in here at FM Talk 106.5.
Sports on the way?
Yeah, Auburn back into the top 25, and we have some high school football playoffs coming up this week. More coming up in sports.
Clara, what are you doing?
I'm watching our 16-year-old pull into the driveway.
For all your paint and body repairs, detailing, and more, call Heather at On-Site Auto Solutions, Alls Mill Road in Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Today is the final day to submit your absentee ballot in Alabama. If you plan to send your ballot in the mail, it must be postmarked today, and it must arrive at the absentee election manager's office by noon tomorrow. If you are delivering your absentee ballot in person, the deadline is 5 p.m. today. 65,000 Alabama Power customers are still without power this morning. Hurricane Zeta knocked out power to more than 500,000 homes and businesses in Alabama last week. Alabama Power expects 95% of customers to have power restored by tomorrow, but those in the hardest hit areas like Clark County may not have power until later this week. Boaters found an SUV submerged in Mobile Bay on Sunday. The Spanish Fort Fire Department said floodwaters from Hurricane Zeta likely swept that car away. Spanish Fort Fire confirmed no one was inside the vehicle. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hi, I'm Nick Matranga. It has been my honor serving you as your Mobile County License Commissioner. Thank you for your patience and understanding during this COVID pandemic. We have been working hard to balance your safety and our county employees' safety by providing many options and procedures for our services. Go to the Mobile County License Commission website and see our tutorial videos. I'm asking you, the citizens of Mobile County, to re-elect me, Nick Matranga, as your License Commissioner on Tuesday, November 3rd. Visit our website at www.votematranga.com.
Paid for by Vote Matranga Campaign.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, 10 till 8, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by FelderShredding.com. They'll come to you in their mobile shredding truck and dispose of your sensitive documents securely and efficiently. The 2020 Alabama high school football regular season came to an end this weekend. By my count, 17 teams in the FM Talk 106.5 listening area will play in this week's first playoff round. In Class 7A, the top seed in Region 1, Fairhope, will host Enterprise on Friday.
I believe that's Theodore.
Thank you, Theodore.
Yeah.
Wrote down Fairhope. Right. Theodore. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
And number 2, Daphne, will host Prattville. Then we get to Fairhope. Number 3 seed, Fairhope, they'll play at Central of Phoenix City. And number 4, Baker, will play at the best team in Region 2, Auburn. In Class 6A, number 1 in Region 1, Spanish Fort, will host McAdory. Number 2, Saraland, set to host Northridge. Number 3, McGill-Tulin, will play at Hillcrest, Tuscaloosa. And number 4, Blount, plays at Hueytown. In 5A, St. Paul's will welcome Talladega. Faith Academy hosts Sylacauga. UMS Wright at Holtville. And Satsuma at Central Clay County. In 4A, Williamson plays at home against Anniston. Mobile Christian will host Cherokee County. Jackson at Jacksonville and Viger at Handley. In 3A, Bayside Academy will play at Montgomery Catholic. And tough news in 2A, St. Luke's advanced to the first round but were forced to forfeit the round one game against B.B. Comer because of a positive coronavirus test.
So that's it. They're out.
They are out. And
wow.
B.B. Comer moves into the second round. In college ball over the weekend, Clemson starting quarterback Trevor Lawrence sat out Saturday's game against Boston College and will miss the Tigers' top five matchup versus Notre Dame this week after he tested positive for COVID on Friday. Clemson rallied to defeat Boston College 34-28 after falling behind by 18. Tigers still ranked number one in the latest poll, but the gap between them and the rest of the league is shrinking. Clemson received 33 of 62 first-place votes, while number two-ranked Alabama earned the other 29 first-place votes after shutting out Mississippi State 29-0. The rest of the top five remained the same from last week, with Ohio State at number three, followed by Notre Dame and Georgia. And Auburn comes in ranked 24 this week. It's a return to the rankings for AU after 2 weeks, following its 48-11 rout of LSU. 752 FM Talk 106.5 at Sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by FelderShredding.com.
Georgia and Kentucky took football, the sport of football, back about 40 years.
Yeah, 14-3.
Snoozer. Hey, it's Sean for Felder Shredding, the people we choose to take care of our sensitive document disposal. Now, the radio station had years worth of documents we needed destroyed, and Bruce Gerardo with Felder did our secure document disposal on site. In these times, it's great peace of mind to count on a local company with NAID certification that guarantees the secure destruction of your sensitive documents. Plus, there's no long-term contract to sign, so get Felder Shredding to bring their mobile shredding truck to your business and shred on site. Do what we do and get Felder Shredding today.
I'm a mother, and like most moms, my family is my priority. I'm concerned about our community. I teach my children personal responsibility and the importance of marriage. I feel strongly about the issues facing us today, such as the right to defend myself and my family. I believe a child has a right to life. I believe in smaller government and lower taxes on my family's income. Because of these beliefs, I'll be voting Republican on November 3rd.
Approved and paid for by the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee. PO Box 16341, Mobile, Alabama 36616.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be cool with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and a little warmer with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Don Davis, Chief Election Officer of Mobile County. For the upcoming election, we will be using the CDC's guidelines at all polls. This may slow the process, so plan accordingly. All voters are asked to bring and wear a mask while inside the poll. Some will be available if you don't have one. Some poll locations have changed. A postcard is being mailed that advises where you vote and provides other important information. We want to make your voting experience as safe as possible.
Auburn fans, join Doug Holden every Thursday from 5 till 8 on location at the Hope Farm, 915 Nichols Avenue in Fairhope. You'll be entertained and can join in his show, Tiger Talk OT. Gather at the Hope Farm for Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the CBDAmericaOne.com Traffic Center. We are still seeing some delays here because of the train stopped at Navco Road near Dog River Drive. Be patient through there. I-10 eastbound, also the ramp at McDonald Road. Bayway and the Causeway looks good from Daphne, Malbus to Loxley. Watch for state troopers running radar. CBD America at 5668 Old Highway 43 in Satsuma. They offer all things hemp with over 368 active products, including the CBD nasal spray that offers immediate relief. See what they offer at CBDAmericaOne.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Kane's all over the train now. Because that's throwing something new into the traffic report, and he's really focused on the train, but I guess the train's causing a big backup there around DIP.
Mm-hmm.
7:55 FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. We are part of what's going to be happening tomorrow night, because along with Sean Sullivan and also Jeff Poor, mm-hmm. we've got your election coverage on the air.
Yeah, now last week we had a late night with Hurricane Zeta as it made its way through Mobile County and then the rest of the state of Alabama, but this week it'll be a late night for a predetermined hurricane, and that is the hurricane of the general election that's coming tomorrow. And could take some time before we get all the votes in with all the early and absentee voting. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, I'll tell you state by state who is counting their votes when, so we might have a better idea of when we might actually know who the new president or same president will be following tomorrow night's election results.
It's going to come down to like 11 states, maybe 11 districts within those states. Mm-hmm. If you drill down further, you know, it's going to take the it's going to come down to the suburbs of Philly and Pittsburgh and things like, I mean, the experts know what to look for.
Yeah, they can drill it down to the exact county and sometimes even polling place.
So if you're still in bed right now, as the weather gets colder, do you find it harder and harder to drag yourself out of your nice warm bed?
Mm.
If you do, did you this morning, Dalton?
Yes, a little bit.
If you do, you are forgiven, Dalton. It's not your fault. It is science.
Hmm.
According to this new study. According to a new study, it's harder to get our brains to wake up and activate when it's cold outside.
That makes sense.
I guess it does. Basically, they found that parts of our brain that are normally activated by daylight, which, by the way, today was both, right? We had the daylight was early, but it's cold outside,
yeah.
Colder. Basically, they found that parts of our brain that are normally activated by daylight in the morning get shut back down by the cold. So it takes a lot of extra effort to wake up and get out of bed. So it's basically not your fault. You're forgiven.
You're forgiving everyone for waking up late.
Forgiving
today.
Everybody. That's right. FM Talk 106.5. Schools are in today, by the way, in Mobile and Baldwin County for sure. Also on the way, more on the election tomorrow. And Kane and the Train. That's all on the way in FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Today is the final day to submit your absentee ballot in Alabama. If you plan to send your ballot in the mail, it must be postmarked today, and it must arrive at the absentee election manager's office by noon tomorrow. If you are delivering your absentee ballot in person, the deadline is 5 p.m. today. 65,000 Alabama Power customers are still without power this morning. Hurricane Zeta knocked out power to more than 500,000 homes and businesses in Alabama last week. Alabama Power expects 95% of customers to have power restored by tomorrow, but those in the hardest hit areas like Clark County may not have power until later this week. Boaters found an SUV submerged in Mobile Bay on Sunday. The Spanish Fort Fire Department said floodwaters from Hurricane Zeta likely swept that car away. Spanish Fort Fire confirmed no one was inside the vehicle. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hi, I'm Martin Andrews with eGuarantee Title Company, LLC. We are excited to talk to the FM Talk 106.5 audience about what we do. Our team has been delivering proactive solutions for your real estate closing needs needs in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years. And our employees have over 300 years of combined experience. Our clients appreciate our flexibility in accommodating them with their busy schedules. So let us make the process easier for you. The Guarantee Title Company. We guarantee title. That's what we do.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or a corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like.